with KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Indian Health Service and the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe are finalizing plans for an expanded clinic in Toyoak. KSJD's Austin Cope has more.
The expansion will create an additional 5,000 square feet of clinic space, according to Commander Kyle Gropp with IHS.
It'll be three exam rooms, a treatment room, and a laboratory on the clinic side, and then we also have dental space.
He says negative pressure rooms and more space to separate patients will also help decrease potential transmission of infectious diseases. Gropp says IHS has been working closely with the tribal government to finalize the civil engineering plans, after which construction will begin. He expects the project to be completed by next summer. The approximately $3 million cost will be covered by a combination of federal, state, and third-party funding. In the meantime, IHS plans to increase its current response to COVID-19 by installing temporary clinic space made from repurposed shipping containers. For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.
Governor Jared Polis has created a new group to come up with a strategy to safely reopen more Colorado schools to in-person learning next year. Many districts recently switched to remote learning because of a spike in COVID-19 cases. Polis says the goal is to get back to in-person learning in January with less interruptions and quarantines.
Not only do parents rely on it, but frankly, we can't let the future of our kids become yet another casualty of this pandemic.
The 15 people on the task force include superintendents, public health officials, teachers, and parents from around the state. The state is also offering $15 million in grants to help school districts get back to in-person learning. This is KSJD News.